It's 19 days away down in Mobile. It is the Senior Bowl. The executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl is Jim Nagy, who joins us now on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. We'll talk some NFL playoffs with Jim and the Senior Bowl. Jim, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it. Anytime. And we'll get to the Senior Bowl in a moment, but I do want to start with the NFL playoffs. And I want to ask you a question, regardless of whether or not Mike McCarthy's play had time to work. One thing that jumps out at me from that play, and you've spent your life in the NFL, was Dak Prescott getting up from the play and handing the ball to his center. And that just jumped out at me because I would guess, Jim, from day one, if you're a skilled player in that position, you're taught always get the ball to the umpire as quick as possible. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to debate whether that was Mike McCarthy's call or Kellen Moore's call.
Good point. Good point. That's a great point.
I would imagine they're each pointing at each other today. Kellen Moore wants the job. Mike McCarthy wants to keep the job. Your call. No, it's your call.
I think that's debatable, but yeah, I mean, that's situational football. Just coming up from my background and with the New England Patriots. I mean, we had situational football periods every day. Coach Belichick did a great job of a situation exactly like that. Hey, we run this play. You know, you just talk about the execution of that play and getting the ball to the referee is just, it's like taking the snap. I mean, it's all part of that play. So the fact that wasn't that executed, I don't know who that falls on, but it certainly didn't look like something that was repped in practice.
You know, the last couple of years, I think most people would have said the most dangerous weapon in football might be Tyreek Hill, but now it's got to be Deebo Samuel. I mean, at least can you make that argument?
Yeah, absolutely can. And I just know, you know, we had Deebo in the Senior Bowl here, whatever that was, 3 years ago maybe now. And just in phone calls with, you know, I'm on the phone every day with NFL teams talking about guys for our rosters all fall, and everybody's looking for the next Deebo. I mean, that's the skill set everyone's looking for is like a compact, strong guy with the ball in his hands, yeah, with position versatility. You also have to have an offensive coordinator and head coach that are on board using a guy like that. I think you can't give Kyle Shanahan enough credit and his staff for their openness to use Deebo as kind of a Swiss Army knife player, and really being committed to it. You know, I think we've seen a lot of gadget guys, if you will, over the years, but Debo's really like a full-time running back / wide receiver. It's like, I don't know what the play breakdown, you know, comes to in terms of percentage snaps at each position. But if you watch football this year and you ask, well, what's Debo's primary position? It seems like he doesn't have one. It's one or the other. So, in just conversations with guys in the league, they're all looking for that guy. They're all looking for the next Deebo. So that's pretty telling.
Anybody looking for the next Cooper Kupp? We get to see him tonight. And, these all-star games like the Senior Bowl, to see somebody play against NFL quality competition is always exciting. Cooper Kupp comes, where was he, Western Michigan?
Eastern Washington.
There you go.
It was a directional school.
Directional, not Midwestern school. Okay, Eastern Washington. Here's a guy now that is the receiver that the Cardinals have to stop tonight. How many Cooper Kupps are there on your radar as you prepare for a Senior Bowl every year? Are you looking for a guy like him?
Yeah, I mean, he was a Senior Bowler. Cooper was in the game a couple years before I got here, back when Phil Savage ran the game. We're always looking for those guys. You know, like even last year, I just got off the phone with the team talking about this guy. We had a kid, Quinn Miners, that played offensive line at Wisconsin Whitewater, which is a Division III school in Wisconsin. And, you know, he's coming off the ball there, blocking guys that look like the three of us. And for him to come down, he came down to Mobile as a you know, seventh round pick or even a free agent for most teams. I just believe the kid needed a chance to show himself against good people, you know, SEC level, Big Ten competition. And he goes in the third round of the draft, and now he's starting for the Denver Broncos as a rookie. So, we've got great stories like that every year. Cooper Kupp's obviously, you know, at the top of that list right now with winning the Triple Crown and receiving. But that's part of what makes the Senior Bowl great, is the platform and the stage for these small school kids to really make a name for themselves and prove themselves.
Jim Nagy is with us, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, seniorbowl.com for all that information. It is 19 days away. He is with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. You mentioned your time with the Patriots. Tom Brady was the quarterback then. Tom Brady is the quarterback in Tampa now. Looks like he has not missed a beat. When you watch him, how much like vintage Tom Brady does he still look to you?
Yeah, he looks the same.
He really does. That is crazy.
I haven't seen I haven't seen any drop off in terms of like feet in the pocket, maneuverability in the pocket, body quickness to get away. You know, just the, you know, Tom doesn't move a whole lot. He doesn't really get out of there very much, but he's so good maneuvering in the pocket. Still has that. The arm doesn't look like there's any drop off in the arm strength right now. So yeah, it's unprecedented. It really is crazy. I was with Tom mostly when Tom was in his 20s, you know, into his early 30s, and to think that we're now like, you know, 12, 13 years beyond that, and he still looks the same. It's incredible. I have no idea how he's doing it.
These divisional matchups in the AFC, pretty awesome. When you look at Cincinnati at Tennessee, and then you've got Buffalo at Kansas City. Right now, who's got the advantage of quarterback, Buffalo at Kansas City? I know that seems like an insane question, but just based on what we saw from Josh Allen last week.
Well, I think Josh Allen has the edge simply because he was in Mobile at the Senior Bowl 3 years ago.
You did great work with him.
No, that's a tough call. I mean, you're talking about Patrick Mahomes. You know, I mean, both of them could go down as two of the best of all time when it's all said and done. That's kind of where their career trajectories are going right now. I mean, I would say in that specific game, where are they playing that thing? Is that going to be in Buffalo? That's going to be in Arrowhead, right?
Yeah, it's Arrowhead.
Yeah, it's in Arrowhead. So, again, I think it's a push. I mean, when you're looking to pick games and whatnot, I think the first place you start always is the quarterback position. And I would have a hard time giving either guy the edge. I mean, after what Josh Allen did the other night, whatever that was, I mean, he was like 7 for 7 or 8 for, they scored on every possession. Or I mean, something insane when they showed that graphic during the game. They're late in the game. So, I mean, you couldn't have played a better game than he played the other night. That was an all-timer. You're looking at two potential all-time greats. I mean, to me, it's a push at that position.
All right, I mentioned 19 days away from the Senior Bowl in Mobile. It is one of the great events in our state. Brings so much positive publicity to the state of Alabama on the NFL Network and ESPN all over the place, the Reese's Senior Bowl. You're announcing the rosters from Alabama, Brian Robinson. Your quarterbacks are interesting. Sam Howell, Bailey Zappi, who led the nation in passing, Malik Willis, the Auburn transfer to Liberty, Kenny Pickett, who was in Heisman discussions. It's a really, really good roster so far, and I know you got some other guys you'll announce, if I'm not mistaken.
We're close to wrapped up. Yeah. I mean, all we're really doing right now is plugging holes. If we, you know, there's a couple players that got beat up in the college football playoff games, and I'm talking to the agents on a daily basis about where those guys are at with their rehabbing their injuries, but the roster is pretty much set. I mean, yeah, you brought up the Alabama guys, and we only have two this year because it was such a small senior class, but having Brian Robinson and Phil Mathis, I mean, that's two really good ones, you know. And then you talked about the quarterback position with Pickett, Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati, Willis, Sam Howell at North Carolina, Carson Strong, and Bailey Zappi. The first five guys, they all are carrying first-round grades with teams in the league right now, and there's no order. Usually when you come to Mobile, there's a guy that's locked in, like Justin Herbert was the number one guy that year. Last year, Mac Jones was definitely our best quarterback. This year, those five guys, Pickett, Ridder, Willis, Howell, and Strong, it's going to be, you know, how this thing shakes out in April is going to start here in Mobile. And so I think everyone sees those guys as future NFL starters, but to what level and where they get picked? I mean, are they going to be high first-round picks? Are they going to be mid or late first-round picks or second-round picks? Well, we'll have to see, but it's certainly what I've learned in this is my fourth game cycle here at the Senior Bowl. The quarterback thing drives the bus, and that's going to drive the national narrative coming out of Mobile. So there's certainly going to be a lot of talking points and intrigue around that position.
I'm interested, if I'm down in Mobile for the week, are they open to practices? Can I get a ticket to practices, or are they closed to the public?
Oh, no, they're wide open. And that's what, you know, we need to do a better job internally of, is just promoting our game to fans. I think it's always been something that the NFL loves coming here. We credential almost 1,000 NFL people. It's the whole league descends on Mobile for that week. I mean, you guys know you can walk up and down Dolphin Street down here on our main drag in Mobile and pop into a bar at night, and there'll be, you know, three NFL head coaches sitting at the bar having a beer together. If you're a football fan, it's really a unique week. But practices are going to be wide open. We're at a brand new venue at Hancock Whitney Stadium on the campus of South Alabama. So that was a game changer for us. We've got great events. We've got a Senior Bowl Summit event on Tuesday of game week it's a panel style event. It's the Sanger Theater downtown Mobile. Kirk Herbstreit's moderating the panels from ESPN. Coach Saban, Coach Harsin, a bunch of other college coaches will be at that event. And then practices are open. We've got a Mardi Gras parade with all our players throwing autographed footballs on Friday night, and we've got a live concert downtown with a band called Portugal the Man on Friday night, which we expect 30 to 40,000 people downtown Mobile. So, and then you got the game on Saturday. So really, in terms of coming down to the city, you know, making the drive from somewhere in the state, you come down in the middle of the week, you will not be disappointed. I tell people, you come down for one Senior Bowl, you'll keep coming back because there's just so much going on. It's so much fun, and it really is a unique week.
The coaching staffs are Rockstars, Lions, and the Jets. I think the Lions may have the record, Rockstar. They're back again in Mobile.
Oh, good.
they move the record.
Might as well call them the Mobile Lions at this
right.
point.
They're going to move the franchise. And what Jim says is correct. Hancock Whitney Stadium, I had a chance to see that when I was down on a campus tour with my teenager. It is a gorgeous stadium on the campus of the University of South Alabama. So that is a great spot for it. You get tickets at SeniorBowl.com. They even have premium seats. SeniorBowl.com for all the information. Saturday, February 5th, 1:30 kick on the NFL Network if you can't make it down. Jim, I know we'll talk again, man. We greatly appreciate the time and look forward to the rest of the playoffs and the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, fellas. Thanks for having me on, and have a great rest of your week.
You too, man. Take care. Jim Nagy with us. He is the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, SeniorBowl.com, for all your info.